Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge tells the story of Desmond Doss, who served as a conscientious objector and medic in the assault on Okinawa during World War II. Doss is given such an earnest likability by Andrew Garfield, formerly the Amazing Spider-Man, he recalls the late Anthony Perkins in the way he practically begs the screen for a hug. Still, Gibson, whose controversies don't need to be recounted here, has done something unique in Hacksaw Ridge. He's made a World War II-era film about a conscientious objector who fights to go to the front as a medic and wins the Congressional Medal of Honor. The first part of the 131-minute film is hand-to-hand combat with the Army before the film shifts gears and Gibson fills up the second half with exploding bodies Doss scrapes together and lowers down a cliff to safety. It's a real camel-through-the-eye-of-a-needle production hat trick. Renounce war and give it to him at the same time. Gibson's mature third act as a director and producer has yielded some riveting period films, Apocalypto, Leonard Cohen, I'm Your Man, and even The Passion of the Christ, that reach for larger themes. That's true here in Hacksaw Ridge, but so much of the supporting cast and script by writers Robert Schenken and Andrew Knight are Hackney Bridge, that the film doesn't survive the scores of design people and cinematographer Simon Dugan's special effects assault on the senses. And I never did quite understand why the embattled Japanese left their pillboxes to stroll about shooting corpses and didn't cut the rope ladder the Americans left in place on the cliff to resume the attack. I'm sure it's explained somewhere, but I was frankly busy ducking the flying viscera. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.